Legislation removing limits on how long Delaware childhood sexual assault victims have to sue their abusers will no longer make its way through the state legislature. Supporters say a Senate amendment capping monetary damages gutted the bill. Here's bill sponsor, State Representative Tim Dukes.
Unfortunately, the Senate, they really did damage to the bill. And we're better off not to have the bill the way they sent it back to us. So we're going to work on it, and we'll come back again next year.
Advocates say removing the time limits is needed because childhood victims of sexual assault can take years to come to grips with the abuse. New Jersey Governor Mike Sherrill could soon sign legislation that would force data centers to pay for their operating costs instead of passing them on to consumers. WHYY's David Matthau has more.
A three-bill package approved by the Assembly and State Senate would make data centers pay for electrical upgrades and reduce their tax credits. One of the measures would also require utility companies to create special rates for large data centers while forcing them to report electricity and water usage. Many facilities are being built across the Garden State with the rapid growth of artificial intelligence, and officials say new laws are needed to shield ratepayers from big increases. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Hundreds flocked to Valley Forge National Historical Park last weekend to celebrate America's 250th. They also rang in the National Park's 50th birthday. Don Nymoli is Chairman Emeritus of the Valley Forge Park Alliance. He says the encampment site where General George Washington and his troops spent a winter is the birthplace of the American Army.
The concept of the Army was conceived in Philadelphia, but it was born here, because 13 separate fighting forces marched into Valley Forge. And under Von Steuben said, they all know how to fight. They don't know how to fight together. And he trained them as one army.
The park was Pennsylvania's first state park. President Gerald Ford signed legislation to make it a national park on the nation's bicentennial. And thousands packed the Benjamin Franklin Parkway to celebrate America's semi-quincentennial on Saturday. The celebration resumed after a lengthy overnight weather delay, with the Roots taking the stage after midnight before fireworks capped off the event. But after the festivities come the cleanup. Sanitation crews were out Sunday clearing trash, removing equipment, and reopening the area after the city's biggest 4th of July concert. Some road closures still remain in effect as cleanup continues. Forecast: heavy showers and thunderstorms today, high near 80. A flood watch remains in effect through this evening. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high near 79.